Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Hey, this is BJ. Thanks for listening to our show's podcast. If you're a fan of all things geeky, you should check out my other podcast, BJ Shea's Geek Nation. We have new episodes every day, and you can check it out at BJGeekNation.com.
Your driver's license is important so you can get back and forth to work, get your kids to school, and back and forth to daycare. If your license has been suspended because you can't pay your tickets, you can't do any of those things. Let's talk about Chapter 13 bankruptcy. You may have heard that tickets cannot be discharged, but they can be dealt with in a Chapter 13 case. Why not come in for a free consultation? The chapter you choose will make all the difference to your getting back, legally, on the road. Let's design a plan to pay off your tickets and restore your license immediately. I'm Attorney Travis Gagné. Please contact me today at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. Elton John. You know Elton John.
Never heard of him.
Yeah. He's had a career.
Is he a wrestler?
Yeah, otherwise, how would you know him?
Right.
Elton John, this really, it's wild to think that you can have a gigantic hit song and, you know, it's been a hit for years. I mean, this one he did back in 1972, the song Rocket Man. How about in all that time, he had no idea what the song was about. He really didn't know the origins of the song. And if you aren't familiar with Rocket Man, here's how it sounds.
On such a time.
Just makes you feel good.
It is a great tune. 1972 is when it came out. I was but a wee lad.
So, because a lot of his songs were written by Bernie Taupin, right?
That's his partner as well as his longtime lyricist as well. I mean, so they were professional partners, and I do, of course, believe they're romantic partners as well.
Yeah, and Bernie's written for other artists as well. It's not like he just does stuff, but he's an incredible songwriter. I mean, that's kind of funny that, like, you know, I mean, maybe Elton just thought he knew what he was like. He read the lyrics like, yeah, I don't need to ask him what this is about. And turns out maybe he didn't realize it was not about that.
Yeah, I know a lot of times when we've talked to people, Steve, and I've read lyrics, you know, I love it. And I'll go, yeah. I think it means this. And they'll be like, no, dude.
Yeah, he's like, dude, it was a song about my dog. I don't know what you're talking about.
What are you doing?
Right.
And so, yeah, they were both being interviewed. And Bernie actually says, here's the story behind Rocket Man.
Our first ever number one record, I think. Pretty easy song to write the melody to because it's a song about space, so it's quite a spacious song.
Well, it was actually inspired by a story by Ray Bradbury from his book of science fiction short stories called The Illustrated Man. And in that book, there was a story called The Rocket Man, which was about how astronauts in the future would become sort of an everyday job. So I kind of took that idea and ran with it.
You know, I never knew that.
Yeah.
I love he's like, dude, wait, that's what the song's been about this whole time? That's stupid.
Yeah, man. I love that because I did not know that either. I don't know why I thought Rocket Man. I thought it was a drug reference, to be honest, because back then everything I thought was all about drugs. And I figured every cool rock song had to be some sort of euphemistic sort of, hey, man, let's get high.
Yeah, so I just thought about the dude that went to space, too. I was in the same camp as Elton John. I was just like, oh, yeah, it's a song about a spaceman.
Yeah. And as it turns, I mean, and Ray Bradbury, a big, big science fiction writer, you know, for us geeky people. And I think The Illustrated Man, if I'm not mistaken, was a story which is so bizarre. It was a story, I think, about a dude that had tattoos all over his body, which was considered just at the time, obviously, insane. And now, of course, everybody's an Illustrated Man when you think about it. If I'm not mistaken, I think that's what The Illustrated Man
interesting.
Is. Huh. Yeah, and
dude, a lot of people are texting saying, I don't know the back. I don't, again, I don't keep up with anyone's romantic stories, but a lot of people are saying they were never in a relationship. They were always just work partners.
They were never in a relationship?
At least
wow.
A few texters. I could be, I mean, you know,
wow. You know what?
Could be wrong.
I could be wrong too, but I thought they were like really the first open couple that we knew about. I can't, unless I'm high then. I had no idea.
Well,
I don't know why I always thought they were together.
Yeah, you probably are high, yeah.
All right, well, you know, I'm high like a rocket man.
I don't know. Is it same?
It looks like he's been married to Heather Lynn Hodgkins Kin since 2004.
Okay, so I am made that. That is a Mandela effect.
That's
I cannot
so funny.
That is such a Mandela effect. I always thought they were together the whole time. Wow.
Well, I mean, because they've been together at songwriters forever. Like, there was no, like, I don't know if there's been, like, a massive ever falling. Again, I don't know much about Elton John's story, but, like, it seems like they've been kind of, like, just buddies forever. Some people maybe made that assumption. Like,
well, yeah, thanks. Thanks for making that. It's funny. I've always credited them for really being amazing for LGBTQ plus rights because I always thought they were the first couple that said, we don't care. We're going to let you know we're together. And they made great music together. And I thought, I completely made that up in my head. Wow.
And that's got to be an interesting thing for him because, like, he obviously writes a lot of songs and he clearly wrote a lot for Elton John. But I wonder, like, if there's ever been songs where he's like, yeah, I think this would be a good one for Elton John, but then Elton maybe wasn't feeling it and he gave it to someone else and it became, like, a massive hit.
Oh, yeah. I'm trying to think if Bernie ever did anything for the Beach Boys. I don't know why that's in my head, but you know what? Don't trust me as a source of any authority today.
Yeah, you clearly don't know what the hell you're talking about.
I have no idea what I'm talking about, but...
He actually helped write a song for Alice Cooper.
Okay.
I mean, most of his stuff looks like it was mainly Elton John. But every once in a while, he would do something with, like, Rod Stewart.
That's a guy.
He wrote We Built the City, Starship.
What?
Oh, that's right.
He wrote that?
Yes.
Yeah.
All right,
that was the one that I was trying to remember. Because I was like, wait a second, the dude that works with Elton John wrote that song? That's amazing.
And then These Dreams by Heart.
That's not bad.
The Rumor with Olivia Newton-John featuring Elton John.
Oh, okay.
I wonder if, like, then also Elton hears that song and, like, We Built the City. It looks like Bernie, what the F, man? I would have loved to have sang that song.
Yeah. Hey, Vicky, can you look up the song A Perfect Day by Collective Soul and see if Bernie wrote that? No, the reason I bring it up is Elton's on that song with Collective Soul. So I was wondering if Bernie had a hand in that as well or if that was just all Ed Roland.
Oh man, I don't know. Let's hope it was just Ed Roland. I would change my whole perspective on Collective Soul.
Wow. It was a pretty good song. I think it was a decent hit for Collective Soul, that song they did with Elton.
Looks like it was Ed Roland.
All right, see that? And how about Elton joined in anyway? Elton's like, I'll help you out with this,
Eddie.
Elton
John did piano on an Alice in Chains record. That was, really cool. Like, he's just kind of does whatever the hell he wants to do, man.
Yeah, I mean, and who doesn't want to play with Elton John? Like, let Elton John come in and collaborate with you. Who? I think anybody would be like, sure thing, Sir Elton.
And it's funny that we're talking about this because earlier this morning I just came across, it was like a random fact that was just on the internet. And I was just like, whoa, I did not know this. Did you know that the Britney Spears song Hit Me Baby One More Time or Baby One More Time was not originally written for her?
No.
And of all things, it was offered to the group TLC. Remember the Waterfalls group?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
Apparently that song was written and they're like, oh, whoever wrote it was like, here you go, TLC. And they turned it down. So then they gave it to Britney Spears and that became her debut single, which, you know, I mean, the rest, you know, the history was made then.
I think that did good for that kid.
I wonder if that song would have been as popular. You know, you always wonder about that, like with actors and movies. Would this movie be as good if it was Keanu Reeves in that role as opposed to whoever? Like, would that song been a massive hit the way that it was for Britney Spears for TLC?
Sometimes you do get to see that, Steve, because there are songs that were released, never went anywhere, then somebody else covered them and killed with it. The one I can think of is Poor, Poor, Pitiful Me was a great song for Linda Ronstadt, but Warren Zevon wrote that song and actually even performed that song, but it didn't do as much for him as it did for her.
Yeah.
A lot of songs like that. So
I remember the band Quiet Riot. They had a couple of songs. I think they were just like slave
covers. That's right.
And like two of, I think a couple of their hits.
Come On, Feel the Noise was recorded before them. You're right.
And I think one of their other songs too might have been a cover as well. I think by the, I think it was Slade. I could be wrong, but
I think it was Slade. At least Come On, Feel the Noise, I think was done by Slade. I don't know about the other one you're talking about.
And then I got to be, if I'm Slade, I'm like, you got to be effing kidding me.
Yeah.
This band, all of a sudden, is just covering our songs and they're and becoming massively hit.
And the Slade's version isn't bad, like of Come On, Feel the Noise, but I guess there was just something that, I don't know, something that was missing, something about Quiet Riot or whatever, or just sometimes before their time. You know, sometimes just things aren't the right time when they're released, and then they're released a little bit later, and boom!
Yeah, they did Mama, We're All Crazy Now was a Slade song.
Oh, wow.
That's so crazy.
Dude, it's nuts. I think of,
I'm on Slade. I'm like, why are you guys obsessed with us? Like, write your own damn songs.
Dude, how tragic is it, like, sometimes performers don't know how popular they are because they died and all of a sudden they got famous? You think of some painters.
Sublime. I mean, Brad Noel, the front man, like, they became massive stars. That song, What I Got, blew up after he sadly passed away.
So he never got to know that.
Yeah. Or even locally on a level like with the Love Bone. I mean, they became such an iconic band for many people. Granted, they didn't have the same success as Sublime when it comes to album sales, but they're looked at as one of the great bands, not just here in the Northwest, but by other people like, you know, Corey Taylor from Slipknot talks about them. Lots of artists will like talk about the greatness of Mother Love Bone, and sadly, Andrew Wood never got to experience that because it was like right before they were going to go hit the tour and release their debut record.
Imagine that you think you're crap and you just don't think you're doing anything at all at the time where you're making this stuff. And it isn't until years later when all of a sudden a whole generation appreciates it, but not the generation that you were part of when you were making it. I think of the Three Stooges, and they were always sort of like the B, C level performers. Mm-hmm. They would release their stuff before the real movies. Like, it's like, all right, hey, Abbott and Costello's coming out, and here's a movie, and everybody wants to go see Abbott and Costello, but here's something just to keep you busy and, you know, while you're waiting for Abbott and Costello. And it was always a Three Stooges short, and they were never regarded by, you know, the Marx Brothers at the time. All of these different performers were considered much better. And then in the 70s, the Stooges were all my generation knew. We loved everything they did 40 years after they did the stuff. It's pretty much they were like, wow, I wish we could have been this popular at the time when we were doing it.
We were struggling.
Yeah. And,
when I was a kid, I remember watching like the reruns of the Three Stooges and laughing because they kept poking each other in the eyes. And I thought that was hilarious.
Dude, it was so great. I mean, and I listened to those and I listened to the sound effects, the way they did the sound effects. And I'm, you know, as an audio guy, I'm like, even to this day, I go, I don't think they did sound effects as amazing as some of those times when they were getting hurt and you heard the sound effects that went along with it. You were like, oh my God.
Definitely added to it. Yeah.
Yeah. And it's just and again, at the time, they were considered losers. People were like, oh, please don't even talk to me about those guys. They're nothing compared to the stars of the time. And they ended up just wrecking house 40 years later. So, yeah.
I don't know if I could watch Three Stooges now and find it entertaining.
Yeah, I don't
know. I'd be like, this is so stupid.
I bought all the DVDs, but I don't know if I've watched them ever since I bought them. And I used to watch them every day as a teenager. You're right, Steve. I'm afraid to watch them to see if I'll be entertained.
They had that new movie that came out maybe like 10 years ago.
Yeah, I remember. Yeah, Will Lasso, I think, was Curly or something in that. Yeah.
And BJ took me to see it. I got to tell you.
Yeah.
They didn't hold up.
No.
That's why whenever someone's like, oh, I missed the entertainment we had back in the day. It was so much better than the entertainment now. And I'm like, go watch Three Stooges. Shut up. Like, it was, you know, everything was great because that was what you remember, like that you're nostalgic for it.
And it was also the time that it was made.
Any art, like people are like, it was better when I was growing up. I'm like, it wasn't really.
Was it?
I mean, or is it just because that was the time when you were into it?
That's really what it is. I mean, you know, and I mean, more power to them that somehow they hit a note and they were just ahead of their time. Like what they were doing was considered horrible for the time. And yet in my time, we thought the Stooges were brilliant, which is really, I mean, it's funny you say that, Steve. You go, you know, back when I watched stuff when I was a kid, this was something that was done in the 30s that still 40 years later people liked.
Yeah.
I mean, that's the amazing thing of the Three Stooges. But Joey's right. The movie was not that good.
Apparently, I think Larry David was a nun.
In that movie. Yes, he was. That's right. You know, I didn't hate the movie, but it wasn't as good as obviously the original Three Stooges. And how could it be? They tried to reimagine it, tried to bring it up to date, and it just it didn't work. Yeah.
Kate Upton was a nun too in that bikini.
I might have to watch it again though. Joe, let's watch it again, Joe.
Kate Upton's in it. I'm willing to give it a watch.
Kate Upton in a nun bikini.
Oh, that's right. I forgot about that. Look at her. Oh, that was pretty good. Jeez. Never mind. Yeah, well, you know, you'll have that.
I was waiting for you to do this.
Hey, there is a great online chat about things that people never thought that they would do as adults, but they ended up doing. What made the list? I'm going to tell you at 8:17 on The Rock.
BJ and Migs, mornings on The Rock, 99.9 KISW.
Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
With LinkedIn Jobs, we tap into a network of more than a billion professionals to help you find quality professionals quickly and easily for any role you need. Marketing wizards? Found them.
Software engineers?
Found.
That project manager I could never seem to hire?
And found. LinkedIn Jobs quickly matches your roles with candidates with the right skills and experience. In fact, 86% of small businesses get a qualified candidate within 24 hours. Post your first job for free and get started at LinkedIn.com/decide. That's LinkedIn.com/decide. Terms and conditions apply.
99.9 KISW, The Rock of Seattle. There's a cool chat online going on, and man, this really is about you. At one time, were young.
Yes.
And then you got old.
Oh, boy.
It's really, we've been facing that a lot, man. We've seen milestones, albums, movies. Yeah. We found out Wikipedia is over 20 years old, and man, we just feel old.
Yeah, you finally hit that point. I know for me, sometimes I'm like, I'll never be that way. Like, you see how your mom and dad were. You're like, I'm there. When I get older, I won't be that way. And then when you get older, you're like, damn it, they were right.
Yeah, man.
I am that way. They knew it all along.
And it feels like it wasn't, it just feels like it was very recent that I was railing against old people. And I'm really old people. I mean,
I'm not here to king shame you. I thought you still are railing against old people.
Oh, man. Now, I will say, I'm looking at this list. These are things that people were pretty much said they would never, ever do. They thought, I'll never do this as an adult. And then, you know what? They are doing this as an adult. They ended up, yeah, I'm doing this. I'm happy to say that I haven't done this yet, okay. But I do know people who are obsessed with it. And that's bird watching. I always thought that is old people stuff. You never saw young people doing that. It was always old and almost British people. I looked at it like, you're old and British if you're doing this.
Do you use like a binoculars, or are you just looking with like your, are you just raw eyeing it? Like, how does that work? I don't know what the right term
is. You're raw birding? Is that what we're calling it? Raw birding?
Raw eyeing?
Not bird watching, more like chick watching, right, Joe?
Hey!
Yeah. I don't go full on bird watching, but I did get from the dollar store one of the hummingbird feeders, and I lose my mind whenever the hummingbirds come by. Because I'm like, you've selected my house to eat from.
You are really, you know what? You are an old person, because that's exactly what all the, you know, I'm in an area where there's a lot of old people, and that's exactly what they got, and the hummingbird feeders. My wife loves that too.
They're probably flying over to the next house that has a hummingbird feeder and eating some food from them too.
There's no other hummingbirds nearby or hummingbird feeders, and I have a nest in the tree in front of me. So.
And how are they as far as size? Are they fat? I mean, I don't mean to fat shame the hummingbirds.
No, no, no.
But like, are they chunky? Or
no, they're regular.
Okay, so maybe they are only eating at your place.
They are trippy when you see them up close, though.
Here we are talking about how cool it is to look at a bird.
Yeah, dude, I know. I mean, it is. You're right.
I don't really get too excited about if I saw an eagle, I'd be pretty fired up.
I'd be scared.
Like, ooh, look at that eagle.
Yeah.
Like, and when you go to the zoo, you never see, like, the eagles and...
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah. They're pretty trippy. And they might take your dog. Be careful.
Well, you know, I'm usually not at the zoo with my dog, so thankfully I'm okay.
So you should be all right.
Yeah. But there is a sense of satisfaction when my flowers do come in for the springtime, and the hummingbirds are also attracted and like consuming all my the nectar from the flowers that I planted. Oh, that's very satisfying. Yeah, I'm old.
Yeah, I haven't gotten to that yet. The birds don't do anything for me other than I'm like, don't crap on me.
Oh, man, there's just so many birds out there. And what are they? There's a name for them. What do they call a bird watcher? It's a weird name.
I thought they just called bird watchers.
A twitcher?
A twitcher. That's it. Yes. They call them twitchers. Yes.
Twitchers?
Yeah. And
are they live streaming? Is that one?
I know. That's just that. It's like they got a great name to make them feel like they're younger than they are. But yeah, I mean, this one person said, I used to think it was the worst way someone could spend their time. 20 years later, I am obsessed with birds.
Well, I guess it's peaceful, it's calming. Mm-hmm.
And there's a ton of them. I mean, it's like, you know, it's a Pokemon thing. You got to collect them all. In other words, you got to see them all.
So you keep like a journal or a notebook and says, oh, I just saw the swallow or something like that?
You don't have far
birds.
To go.
That's the only bird I'm looking for.
I really like the birds, the booby birds.
The booby birds, okay, yeah.
Those
but
are
the elusive
funny.
Swallow. That's
the elusive swallow.
For.
I saw that on Pornhub, actually.
Really? They have birds on there.
Here's another one, and I made fun of Bob Rivers for this because he had me over to his home one time and just to show me his garden. And I was just like, okay. I go, I cannot know somebody like you. And he goes, dude, he goes, I know what you're saying, but I'm telling you, gardening is, I find it amazing.
What kind of gardening is Bob, is he doing like just like different types of like flowers and bushes?
Different
vegetables and fruits?
If I remember, it was more so the plants. There may have been some vegetables in there. I think also when he lived in Maine and I went he showed me some pictures of a video of what was all about. It looked like his wife Lisa was out there gardening, and it's like I think it was vegetables then. And of course, you know, Bob now has got all these videos he put up because it's basically maple syrup season in Vermont. He just wrapped that up, and you know, I can see why you can get geeky over it. He showed us the whole thing, and I'm sitting there watching the video of tree sap coming out and then the process of turning tree sap into maple syrup. And I'm like, I want to make fun of you, but I just spent the entire 20 minutes watching your video.
Well, you should just move in with him.
At this point, why not? You know, but I never thought I'd be like...
You could be the green thumb buds.
The green thumb buds, that's it. I'm sure his wife would love to have me around more.
My wife and I have both flirted with the idea of gardening and stuff, but like neither one of us are like, whoever's in charge, that thing is sadly going to be dying. Like I even tried last time, I had like a plant to grow some strawberries. I think maybe one was edible. Like, and then like we have like some area in our back, and I'm like, it'd be cool if we like kind of like dig it up, put some dirt there, and just grow our own vegetables. It'd be great. But like,
who's going to do that?
Clearly neither one of us. So Ted Tatum's ready to start watering plants. It's not happening.
Yeah, you are growing something right now. It's called a child.
Yes, yeah. Growing her to be the one that gardens. Because it would be fun. Like even when I look in our front yard, I'm like, I'd be kind of cool to like make it look nicer. You know, like add some stuff to the front. But then that would require effort and time and watering it on a very consistent. I mean, I water it enough for the grass, but I don't really want to have that extra pressure of now keeping like some colorful looking thing alive. Yeah.
It's funny though, you give a kid a hose, they will use it at any moment they can. That's how I've gotten a lot of my plants watered. You give the hose to the little brother, I need you to water all that. He's like, okay.
Oh yeah.
It is the greatest thing in the world to them.
Until the water bill comes and then you're like, oh my gosh.
I didn't say it was the greatest thing in the world for you.
Right. It's not the cheapest way.
So Vicky, I think Vicky's probably the youngest old person we know because she's already doing a lot of these things.
I'm wearing my plant in my happy place shirt today.
Oh, look at that.
Oh, my God. I'm very old.
Yeah.
I'm an old lady. I need my Werther's candies.
Did you ever say to yourself you'd never do any of these things?
Oh, I hated, like, gardening when I was a kid because it was always your parents making you weed.
And it was
like
a chore.
Just weeding and weeding and weeding for hours. Mm-hmm. Like, and it was just awful. And I always just thought, no, I'm not. I'm just going to either do fake plants or no plants.
Weeding is not a way to get that. That's not a gateway drug to gardening.
No.
Unless it's a different type of weed. But like,
yes.
There's no way. Like that's such a miserable experience, weeding.
Oh,
like,
God,
why would I now want to put plants into the ground?
It has gotten so bad that my mom's like, so what are you going to do with all these plants? Because I just recently repotted a bunch of mine and started getting more and getting ready for the spring to plant.
Don't worry,
outside.
I'm going
to
stop getting plants and I'm going to start getting some cats, so don't worry.
Yeah, the cats are going to take over, Mom.
Yeah, the plant lady is the new cat lady.
Yeah,
so
it's a little less stressful.
A little less. Orchids are such
bitches. You calling them your plant babies? Do we have to call them plant babies like some people insist we do for their plants?
I mean, you don't have to. I mean,
Boy. You know, I don't like fur babies. I've never liked that term and never want to look at animals, even though we now have one. And the way my wife treats this dog, it is like... Sometimes I think she's treating Joey, Sarah. I apologize. I feel like she's treating the dog better than she ever treated you guys.
Well, probably the dog shows her more love.
Yeah.
Oh, wow. Shots fired.
Am I kidding? Maybe.
Oh, wow.
Kind of.
Wow.
Yeah.
All right. How about this one?
I got one.
Oh, you got. Okay. So what we're talking about is things that you said you would never do that adults did that you're now doing.
I mean, you guys have heard me talk about it, but I've become, I remember when I was a kid, I thought my dad was so stupid complaining about people parking in front of the house and like why that bothered him. I'm like, what does it matter? And then I find myself being that guy. Like, what are you doing parking in front of our house?
Yeah.
I'm supposed to be parking. I'm like, and I have to stop myself. Like the other day I was going and like one of my neighbors selling their home. So there was a car parked in front of my house. I'm like, who's this person parked in front of my house? And I'm like, evil, giving like the hairy eyeball to the car because the car has feelings. And I'm like, get into the garage. And I finally thought, what is wrong with you? Like, you've become your father. What does it matter if there's a car parked in front of your house? Like, this is stupid.
It's like getting off my lawn kind of a thing.
Yes.
Yeah.
I'd be pissed if any of the kids get on my lawn.
Yeah.
It took a lot to get that thing so green.
I don't know if it's territorial. Like, this is the one place. This is my place. I earned this place. Get out of here. Don't bother me.
But I always swore I would never be that guy when I was a kid. I'm like, what are you getting all worked up over about a car?
Yeah. Spoiler alert, you're that guy.
Yeah, yeah. I'm fighting it, though.
And again, now you and I, you know, we're at that point of our lives where this stuff is going to happen. Vicky's the big surprise because I would think, wow, in her early 30s, she's already, I mean, she's lamer than you and I when it comes to this stuff, Steve. But that's Vicky. Good job, Vic. I'm wondering, Joey, Sarah, is there something you swore you'd never do as when you were kids that you're now doing that adults do?
Ah, man, that's tough. I don't know. I don't feel like there's anything that old that I still do right now.
Yeah, that is a good point. You are still pretty much a child.
Yeah, congratulations. Pretty much, yeah.
You're thriving as a man-child.
That's right. He is thriving as a man-child.
Yeah, I don't feel like I do anything old. I mean, it's just normal stuff, really. Vacuuming, chores.
Now, golf is something that's enjoyed by all ages, but it's definitely leaned more towards an older demo.
That's very true, yeah. That's a good one, Steve. I don't think I ever thought I'd play golf seriously. You know, maybe once in a while with people for fun, like mini golf especially, but I never thought I'd be at a driving range multiple times a week trying to practice my swing.
And I mean, it's a stretch. It's no yelling at someone for parking in front of their house, but like that's probably the closest you go, I think, as far as being doing something that you never thought you would do.
Oh no, I remembered one. Complaining about my upstairs neighbors having sex late at night. Never thought I'd be that person.
How often is it happening?
Oh, dude, at least twice a week. It's so annoying. And they're late night. I'm talking, you know, 1 a.m, 2 a.m.
I feel like every married person is listening. I go, twice a week, that's a lot.
Yeah.
It kills me.
Like, we hate them too, Joe.
It's like, geez. How did they find that time?
I had a solid year where there was a different neighbor up there, and it was peaceful. I went to bed, never woke up. Now, same time, twice a week, Tuesday, Thursdays.
Oh, good for them. They got a schedule.
Two-ish, all of a sudden.
One-ish in the morning?
Oh, yeah. Oh, yeah.
I wonder if that's like their work schedules, and that's the only day that they're home in bed at the same time.
It makes sense.
I don't know why I'm creating a story for them. But
I like that they are scheduled, though. That is, you know what? That shows that they're committed.
Yeah. Oh, dude, and it's worse being on bottom
for it there, BJ. They have a reminder.
All you hear is thump, 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 and I'm thinking, all right, that's got to be the last thump of the night, and then it stops.
Is it just thumps, or is it also like audible sounds?
I can't hear the sounds. Oh. It's just like crashing over and over. And
what would you rather, the thumps or like the sound of thumps?
Probably the thumps.
The thumps are probably, I mean, you know what's going on, but you don't have to really get the grim details.
Yeah, you don't have to know what they sound like.
Yeah, especially if it's the dude. You don't want to hear the dude.
No, never.
Yeah, you don't want to hear that.
Especially when I'm dead asleep and I know I got to work in a couple hours.
Yeah. Oh, yeah, that's right.
I'm waking up to that being like, and I'm not even involved.
Right, they're just rubbing it in, not in a fun way.
Oh, having sex again at 1 a.m, must be nice.
Now, all of us have to do this because of our job, since you talked about having to get up early, Joe, and that is we go to bed early voluntarily. Is anybody doing it because they go, it's the time, For me, I still feel like I'm a captive to this schedule. I like to stay up as late as I can. Or is anybody happy to go to bed early?
No, I always tell myself every time I wake up in the morning, I'm kind of tired. I'm like, why don't I go to bed when we start getting like sleepy on the couch? But I'm fighting it. I'm kicking and screaming, and then like especially if my wife falls asleep before me on the couch, I'm like, ooh, I get to watch some like shows I want.
Yeah,
you know, and it's like. And then I'm like, oh, I'll only watch one show. And then it's like 9:30. I'm like, I could probably push one more show in there and go to bed at 10. Then I fall asleep and it's like 11:15 and my wife's like, we got to go to bed. And I'm like, crap, the hell am I doing?
Yeah, I know, dude. I'm with you. It's like, So it's still not voluntary for us, even though it would be nice if it was, if we really, really thought, you know what, it's a good time to go to bed early, even though as a child, as a young person, I was like, I am never going to bed early like these lame-os.
And sports don't help. It's like yesterday with the Gonzaga game. I'm sitting there, it's 8:30, and I'm like, this game's going to go past 9.
And that's why like I was all fired up even yesterday, because I'm like cracking her on the road, they're playing at 5 p.m., they'll be done by like, you know, before 8 o'clock, this is great. And I still am going to bed late. But yeah.
It's so funny how that works.
What would be like, what is like the ideal time for us? It would be like going to bed like between 7:30 and 8:30 then.
Really? Yeah. For you? Yeah. It's about right. Yeah.
I couldn't do that.
Yeah. My alarm goes off at 7 to get me to bed. So by 7:30, I try to be in bed.
So you're in bed at 7:30?
Mm-hmm.
You're in bed before Tatum sometimes.
Yeah.
That's nuts.
It's awful. Like, I wish I could, like, 11 o'clock sounds so good. Like, I wish I could, and I can't even stay up late anymore. Like, even if I try, I'm just passing out by 9. I'm the worst person to go out with.
Yeah, like 9:30 feels like a good time, but I know like that's still not enough sleep.
Oh, yeah, that's that way. Yeah, so you're getting up at what, 3:30, 3 o'clock?
It depends on when that alarm really, anywhere between 3:20 in the morning and 3:40.
Yeah, dude, that's only 6 hours. That's a beating.
That's what Arnold said, it's enough sleep.
Yeah, but Arnold, you know what? I found out Arnold's not a doctor. I did some research and found out he doesn't really know much about science.
Arnold Schwarzenegger said 6 hours is plenty. If Terminator says it's good enough for him,
I'm not a doctor.
Good enough for me.
He wrote a book about pumping, so.
Yeah. Well, what else is new? I mean, if he wrote a book about it, sure.
Sleep less.
Sleep, yeah. Yesterday, Steve, maybe, you know, because he wasn't sleeping, he got this one wrong.
Larry Holmes was the only man to knock out which boxer in a heavyweight title fight?
George Foreman?
No. Larry Holmes was the only man to knock out which boxer in a heavyweight title fight?
Not Mike Tyson.
I tried to. He would never knock me up.
Larry Holmes. I'm going to have to come back to that one.
You know, you sound very sleepy. You really did.
I would have went to bed at 8:30.
If you got to bed at 8:30, you would have known it was Muhammad Ali, my friend. Sir. It would have come to you. Yeah, you want a shot at beating Sleepy Steve? You got it. 206-803-ROCK. That's the number to call. We're playing Beat Migs at 847 on The Rock.
Today's podcast was brought to you by Travis Gagne, bankruptcy attorney. Here's another question from a listener. How long is a bankruptcy going to affect my credit rating?
Of course, most of the time, by the time we're talking about filing a bankruptcy, the credit has already taken a huge hit. Chapter 7 is going to affect it more negatively than Chapter 13. Chapter 7 stays on your credit report for 10 years from the time you file. It usually takes 7 or 8 years for your credit scores to get back into the normal range in a Chapter 7 case. However, your credit will start to recover even in Chapter 7 after about a year. You'll be able to get credit again right away, usually before your case is even over. Chapter 13 stays on your credit report for 7 years and usually takes about 3 or 3.5 years for your credit to get back in the normal range. So Chapter 13 will mean your credit gets better much more rapidly.
Thanks, Travis. If you have more questions about bankruptcy, you can reach out to Travis anytime at ChooseTheRightChapter.com. That's ChooseTheRightChapter.com. Thanks for listening.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of four amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get four iPhone 15s on us and four lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.
Protect your vehicle's engine with a full synthetic oil change and save with Mobil 1 at O'Reilly Auto Parts. Purchase 5 quarts of Mobil 1 full synthetic motor oil and receive a $10 O'Reilly gift card after rebate. See store for details. With your Mobil 1 purchase, you'll also receive 2x points during Old Rewards Bonus Points Month at O'Reilly Auto Parts.
O'Reilly Auto Parts.